We're starting on the first words of the Amud on Kaf Gimel, and we're still going to be busy with now. We're discussing with the lighting Chanukah candles, what's the mitzvah, the lighting or the hanachas? The Gemara says like this. Bring the other proof here. Ashashit. Ashashit is a lantern. Rashi says there. Kli gadol shel shuchit beloaz lanterna. So it's a big glass object. In Loaz, it's called the lantern. Shaluleket v'olechet kol hayom kulo. So now it was written the whole day. Rashi doleket she dikle mitzvah Chanukah and Shabbos. It was written for Chanukah. It was a Chanukah light. You lit it erev Shabbos, and it was burning. And it happened to be still a light on Motzei Shabbos. Right?
Where are you on the
dot? At the first words Ashashit. As we start Amud Aleph, Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph. The first word Ashashit.
Can everyone mute their mics?
I'll mute everybody. Yeah. How do I mute everybody? I don't know. Everybody just please mute yourselves. Okay, everybody's muted, right? But that doesn't mean you can't ask questions or can't help me if I need help. Okay, so just be quick on the unmute. Okay, so it was written Lemotzei Shabbat Mechaber Madlika. So what does the brightness say over here? Right? What does it say over here? Toshma, because it's a brighter. The brighter says that even though it was lit, you've got to Motzei Shabbos. You have to extinguish the fire, mechabe umadlik, and then relight it. Right, look at Rashi, the mitzvah talayla for the new night. Now the Gemara follows: Ia marta bishlomad lakausa mitzvah shapir. If we say that the mitzvah, we're trying to resolve what the mitzvah. If the mitzvah is to the lighting of the candles, this is beautiful. And so you're going to put it out and relight it. So this could be a good proof for us. But you're going to say that the actual placing, resting the candle, that's the mitzvah. So it shouldn't say hay mechabe umadlika, extinguish and light. It should be mechabe, extinguish, magbia, take it away, umenicha, put it down again, and then madlika, because we want the hanacha. Right, that's good. Well, seems to be pretty excited. Yeah, now we've got a good proof for Od. And furthermore, here comes the final proof. What do we make in the brocha? We don't say Asher Kirishar Vistav Tzivanu al Hanacha. We say Asher Kirishar Vistav lahadlik. So that's the proof. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is lahadlik. And that's how the Gemara ends off the sugya over here. We say, okay, beautiful. V'hashta damrinan hadlaka osa mitzvah. So now remember Tosfot yesterday? We mentioned the Tosfot. Take a 10-second look at Tosfot, the bottom Amud Bet, of Kaf Bet. Tosfot said that the bailehu hadlaka osa mitzvah. And what did Tosfot say yesterday? V'naf kemina imidlika chereshot of a katan onicha. The question would be, what happens if a chereshot of a katan, a deaf person or a mute or a child, lights? Or if they put it down, if the mitzvah is the hadlika, they can place it down. If the mitzvah is the hanacha, they can light it. That's the Gemara says it right now over here. The Gemara says, "V'hashta na damrinan hadlaka osa mitzvah hidlika chereshot v'katan lo asa v'lo klum." Here's the conclusion. Now we know what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is that they've got to light it. Therefore, chereshot v'katan light it. They weren't yotze the mitzvah. So now, what's missing from chereshot v'katan in our normal Isha, right? Whose mic is still not muted? Ira, I'm muting you, okay? Okay, everyone's now muted, I think. Right, everyone's muted, okay. So, Hanukkah says mitzvah, says, Isha vada madlika. A woman definitely lights. Why? The Amar Rabbi Shor ben Levi, Nashim chayvot b'ner Chanukah, she'af hanayu boto anes. They're part of the miracle. Look at Rashi there. How were they part of the miracle? Rashi says over there, the second line of Rashi at the top. Hayu b'tones shegazru yevanim al kol betlot hanesuot, all virgins who got married, right? Before they stepped to their husbands, libael letafsar tchila. They had to first come to the regent and sleep with him. That was the rule. You got married before the night you got married, you come to me first. Valiad isha nasa. It's also a woman involved in nice in Chanukah, we know that. Okay. So that is the Gemara's end. Now, Amar Sheshet. Now, we're still carrying on here with the halachas of lighting candles. Achsanai chayav b'ner Chanukah. What's achsanai? Rashi says it, oreach. So if you're a host in somebody's house, or you're in an inn, or in a lodge, or you're a boarder, You also have to chive in, you chive in candle lighting. So Rabbi Zayir, said like this, Maresh, originally, Kabina Beira, but other Talmud in Yeshiva, Mishtatafne, Beprite, Bahare, Ushpiza, but, Ushpiza. So they used to, they were bored in people's houses, in the town they were learning, right? So there he would participate, he says, have a Mishtatfina, Beprite, Bahare, Ushpiza. He'd pay a little bit of money, like we know as well. If you've got a guest in your house, so he gives a little bit of money to be an owner in the Shemin, because you have to own the oil, you have to own the candle, it has to be yours. So we see that over here. Rabbi Zayir says it. He'd chip in. Batar de Nasive. Right? Itata. When I got married, he says. Batar de Nasive. Nasive it married. Right? Then I would say, look at Rashi there. Batar de Nasive. Upamim shayiti achsanai lemot Torah. Even though I was married. Right? Ed, I'm just noticing that you connected twice. I don't mind, but in case it's a mistake, you got two connections there. He says, after I was married. Right? He says, I still occasionally would go to learn a bit and leave my wife and go somewhere else. Then, Vadai Lord Shichan, I never had to chip in anymore and share in with the Balabait. The Kamadli Kalai Bego Beitai. Then my wife would be light with me at home. I'd be Yotze with my house. Interesting over there. Right? And that seems to be Aloch. Anybody got a stanza out there can tell us what the Aloch is? Or anybody sees the Aloch in the art scroll? Anybody got to see what the Aloch is there? Michael, Steve, anybody? Okay. So I'm not sure, in other words, can you be yotze with your chaluk candles at home? If your wife lit for you, are you yotze? I didn't look it up myself. I should have looked it up.
I think the answer is yes.
You think the answer is yes, eh? Let's see over here. Mishnah Brura Tafresh Ayin Zayin Mefurash. But he has to know that his wife is lighting for him. There's a note of here, Mishnah Brura says it straight out, that if you're out of town or you're somewhere else, your wife can light for you, and you can be yotze with her lighting, as long as you know that she is lighting for you. Okay, important halacha. Now the Gemara carries on. We spoke in the Mishnah about the different types of shmanim. So what's like, I'm sure we're maybe, kol ha-shmanim kulan yafin aneh. Now I'm assuming that all these, the kol ha-shmanim, talking specifically about the shmanim that are kosher, right? Not because there's some kind of which you can't light, but all which you can use are kosher or light. As an example, that was for Shabbos. Sorry, I'm talking nonsense. For Shabbos, we had a problem. For Chanukah, you can light any candle, any oil that you want, right? However, he said v'shemen zayin b'namurcha, but olive oil is the better one of the choice. Amar Abaye, Mari Shavim Mahadu Be'am Shachdu B'Shum Shvi. Abaye says we used to originally look out before we learned the sugya over here. We heard Rabbi Shimon Levi. We used to look for sesame oil. And why? Because they said it lit the best. Kevin Shamele Olahad Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi. Since we heard Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi telling us about olive oil, Maharei Amshicha Dezeit. We started looking now for olive oil. And Amar Ha Tzalil Nuhuritvei says really this is like it's a purer burning and it works better. Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi. Rashi says that Tzalil, right? No, right? Tzalulu Meir. It's very lucid and it burns very nicely. Why are we on the subject? Yeah, so too, when you come in and making ink, I suppose the jaw here is for writing a Sefer Torah. To be honest with you, bit of a rashlan, yeah, I didn't check these things out. Okay, so it's all things for you writing for Kedusha, right? So he says here, so he sees the best, so he buy a label. So the question was, what do we mean, what are the shemen? Le gabel or le ashen? Now, we discussed this the other day. We had a bit of an introduction into this, the process of making the ink, the very beginning of this perek. And there, we spoke about different things. We said there that they would take that, burn a glass bowl and get the smoke, and they take the smoke, and then it becomes a bit smoky, roll it up, put a little oil on that, and that was called le gabel. Like le gabel is to roll. So now, to mix. So the Gemara's question over here is, if we're discussing that this oil is the best, Legabel Lashen, do we want this oil to use it as a source of fire for smoking the glass? Or once you've already got the smoke, they're like a bit of a soot, like that black ash, we pour oil in. Where is the olive oil essential for? In the burning or in the pouring onto the soot? So it says, Toshma, look at Rashi, this is over there, Legabel. Matzati b'tshuvah l'Gaonim, I found in the Gaonim, the tshuvahs of the Gaonim, Shema'ashnin klei zchuchit. This is what I said, but we saw this earlier before. He says that they would burn a glassware, but ashan shemen zayit, with the smoke of shemen zayit, ad shema'ashrit lego black, or suti, the gorer ashchorim, they would scrape off the suit, the notnan bo shemen, they put a little bit of oil on, u'megabel bo, u'miyapsho, they heat it in the sun and dry it, then they'd basically mix it into the ash. So our question is, this olive oil, do we need it for the burning or do we need it for the rolling? So Toshma Tani Rab Shmuel Barzutra Korashman Yafinidyo. The Shemin Zabina Mukhar Baina Gabel Baina Shan. Makes it for both of them. It's good for both of them for everything. Rab Shmuel Barzutra Matniyach, he learned to say a little bit different. He's like as a Ashanim Yafinidyo. Right? When you're burning, the actual burning all the Shemin Zabina Mukhras. He says, so the first way we learn it would be irrespective of its Lagabel or Lashen. The second way we learn it over here, the second way of learning would be that it's best actually for the burning and for the legabel, anything else. I'm Rav Huna, kol ha-shrafin yafin adyo. And then Rav Huna, while we're speaking about it, says all the shrafin. Shrafin is like, what's it called? That stuff that comes out of the tree. What's it called?
Sap,
thank you. Kol ha-shrafin yafin adyo. V'saraf kataf yafe mikulam. And the sap from the kataf. You look at the Likutei Rashi, it says kataf from the Gemara there in Nida. He says, "Bin ilan of eno se pri ela saraf," and he says it's a type of a tree. So one particular type of tree that's not a fruit tree, that was the better one of the sap. Okay. Now we get back to the dinim of Chanukah camp. Amar chia barashi amarav. Hamad digne shel Chanukah tzarich lebarech. You make a brocha. You have to make a brocha. So now the obvious question is, right? What? We'll see in a second. But while we're discussing making a brocha, interesting halacha here. Rav Chia says as follows, in the name of Rav. The person who lights the brocha has to make a brocha. Rav Yirmiyah says, Haro'eh ner shel Chanukah tzarich lebarech. Even if you just see a Chanukah keli, you have to make a brocha. Right, look at Rashi over there, Haro'eh, halver b'shuk, v'reh b'chad ha-chatzarot dolek. You walk in the market, you walk in the public, you see one of the yards there, one of somebody's court, a patio or whatever, and they got a candle lit. Rashi says, "Yeah, matzati b'shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Yehuda, shamar mishem Rabbeinu Yaakov, de lo huzka brachazu el lemi shelo hidik v'vayto adayin ole yoshev b'svina." He says that that would be specific. Says Rashi, well, "Who has to make a brocha if they see it? Not somebody like us. If you made lit your own candles, and you saw somebody else, can you make a brocha? You only make a brocha if you haven't lit candles. You want to be yotzah on the candle. You're in a boat and you're driving past. The boat comes floating past somebody's house, and you see Chanukah, make a brocha. If you lit your own candle, you make a brocha." So now the Gemara said like this. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Yom Rishon, on the first day, Haro'eh Mavarech Shtayim. Umadlik Mavarech Kim. This is the difference. On the first night of Hanukkah, the person who's lighting the candles, he makes three brochas. The person who sees the candles and somebody else lit, he makes only two brochas. Right, look at Rashi there. Haro'eh Mavarech Shtayim, She'asani Sim and She'echiyanu. She'en alav levarech lahadlik, the halo idlik you. You never lit. Hakim make a brocha lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. You never lit the candles. So you make she'asani sim levtainu and she'echiyanu. Mikan ve'elach, says the Gemara, madlik mevarech shtayim, ve'ro'eh mevarech achat. Now you don't make she'echiyanu anymore, right? You just say lahadlik, if you lit, and she'asani sim. And if you never lit, you just say she'asani sim. That seems pretty pashut. The Gemara says, the Gemara's not sure about that, though. He says, my ma'ayat, which one do you leave out? He says, my ma'ayat's mine. Okay, in other words, the Shechianu. Okay, then, so the Gemara says, why do you leave out Shechianu? Rather than Nimud Nes. Leave out the She'asani Sim. We've already made the Brocha on the first day, She'asani Sim. Right? So the Gemara says, no, call Yoma Ite. Every day there's a miracle. Look at Rashi. They call Yoma Ite. Shrei kol shmona hidiku min ha-pach. They live from the candle or for that oil thing all 8 days. Aval zman, but day time is shiiganu letchirat zman higanu. He says, shehechianu vekimanu vigianu higanu. Okay, so the first day higanu. Now we higanu le-neis. We have to make a shehechianu anymore, but we have to still make a brocha on the neis itself because every single day was a separate neis. Trying to actually understand, what was havamina? Why do we have to make a brocha on Shechianu every day and not Nes? So maybe once that we're making a brocha on Chanukah, so the whole of Chanukah is a big Nes, we've already made the brocha on the Nes, and each day is its own mitzvah, so therefore you make a separate Shechianu. Yeah, that's probably what we're going to look at. Okay. So the one now says, my mevarech, so what are you mevarech? The one says, mevarech, Hashem Yisrael 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 lahadlik der shel Chanukah. So the one says, okay, so now very nice. Now we don't make a brocha, but v'heichan tzivanu, Where do we know that a brocha? Where do we know if we have to make a brocha? Right, that's a big question. Where do we know if we make a brocha? So Rav Avi Amar Milot Asur. We got a couple of psukim here which throw us back into the mitzvahs of the Rabbanan. The passage Al Pi HaTorah Asher Yoruchah. Contract that will be teach you, v'amishpat asher yomru lecha ta'aseh. We're talking about in the future generations, what you are taught, you must do. And the pasuk says, lo tasur min adavar, don't deviate from what they tell you, asher yagid lecha yamin usmoh. Come and tell you, do something, do something. And that's a famous pasuk for anybody writing these things down, that's worth writing down. That's a famous pasuk for being told that this is what the mitzvah, a makor in the Torah for the chachamim to give you mitzvahs rabbanan in the future. Rav Nechemia says, no, it's not from there. He's got a different Makor. He says, Shal Avicha V'Yagedcha, Uzkenecha V'Yomu Lach. He's got his own Pasuk. But anyway, bottom line is both of them learn it from a Makor in the Torah that will tell you that the Chachamim have got the right to give you mitzvahs, then you've got to Makor the mitzvahs. So now, we just said a second ago that from these mitzvahs de Rabbanan, you make a brocha because of either Lord Tasur or Shal Avicha V'Yagedcha. I'm gonna say, wait a second. We've got a brighter, right? This is Masechet Demai, right? Demai, remember, Demai is Safek Tevel. Tevel means that Truma and Maaseh definitely wasn't taken. Demai is we're not sure if Truma was taken, and we buy from an Amaretz. The Chachamim with the opinion that Rov Amaretzim Afreshin, even though Rov most ignorant people did take Truma, Chachamim said because we're not sure, take without a brocha. So it's a mitzvah to Rabbanan to take Truma from Demai, but you don't make a brocha. So now the Gemara Mishnah says like this: Demai Ma'arvin Bo. You can make an Eruv Chatzerot, right? With Demai, even though you haven't yet done it's Demai. So Safek is that Tevel. Now you can make an Eruv. It's Eruv Chatzerot with Chumin and Mishtatvin Bo, right? With a Mavoi. If you want to make a Mavoi, we discussed it a few days ago, right? That you have like a common area, you can, and you put, if you want to have to share in. If you want to all share in the area and make also sometimes an Eruv with the Mavoi, the Ibai Mafke. Now, why? Because Rashi is telling us how come you can use Demai. So it's a very important Rashi. Look at the Rashi over there. It says Mishtatvim Bo Mavoi. The Ibai Mafkir Lenichsei Vahave Ani. Because really, a Demai, even though we said you shouldn't eat Demai, a poor person can eat Demai. Because it's only a Safek Rabbanan, and if you're poor, we don't expect you to take off from Demai more stuff and give it to the Kohanim. A poor person can eat Demai as is without taking off Truma. So Rashi says, you can mafke your nechasim, you can say, no, I'm abandoning whatever assets you've got, and then you become a poor person, and then you can't eat that Demai. Because the Eruv, and even in the Mavoy, a shutfut, you have to be able to eat it. Right? So V'chadda k'nidna ma'achrinta anin Demai, hilcha chashuv that, yours. That's why you can use it. Rashi giving you the reason why you could use it, why you can make it Eruv out of Demai. That's just a sidetrack. Our sugya now is we asking the question of making brochas on mitzvot rabbanan. Umevarchin alav. That's what we really want to talk about. Umevarchin alav. Look at Rashi. Umevarchin alav. Hamotzi. If it's bread. Umezamin alav. And you can make a zimun. You bench on it. Bikar azimun. Umafrishin oto arum. This is an interesting one. When you do the hafrasha, if you're separating the trimmers, you haven't got clothes on, you're naked, you can still do it. Why can you do it? Look at Rashi over there. You're not going to make a brocha. So since it's just a technical act of moving some aside, you can be naked. We don't care. Right? And you can even do it. For example, you can't mafrish. It's a mitzvah, we said, right? We said in Bamei Madlikin, actually, in that... Says Mafrishina Damai Banashmashot, that Damai, because only a Safek, you aren't really doing any tikkun, so therefore you can even do this Banashmashot. Most things you can't do Banashmashot, already goes in Banashmashot because of Shabbos, so you can't take Truma and Maaseh Banashmashot, but Damai you can take up Banashmashot. So the Gemara's question is, are we interested about the Brocha? So other way around, and not the brocha. The brocha is bikkur hamazon. But yeah, we're saying you can do it naked. So the Gemara's question is, but how can you do it naked? V'yamart kol midra banan bayi brocha. Hachiki kai arum hechem mevarich. We assume you're going to make a brocha. Rashi says you don't make a brocha, but that Gemara's have a minute. But you have to make a brocha. Allah frish because it's a mitzvah de rabbanan. So how can you do it naked? You're going to make a brocha. We just said a second ago. What's the makor making a brocha on Hanukkah candles? Because for mitzvah de rabbanan, you make a brocha. So this is a mitzvah de rabbanan. You should make a brocha. You make a brocha. How can you do it naked? Gemara says, "Vahaba inan So, and furthermore, Vahavina Vayamachanecha Kadosh. We've got a separate pasuk which we learned from. You've got a war even. That you've got to cut yourself in Kedusha. Your machas, you can't walk around naked making brochas. That's not Kadosh. Veleika. So Rabbiya, he says, Vadai the Divrein by Brocha. When it's a mitzvah, Dirabanan, that's a Vadai. We've got no suffix, no doubts. That's what you have to make a brocha. Look at Rashi there. Vadai Dirabanan. Kagon Ner Chanukah, La Chanukah. There's no suffix in Chanukah. It's a mitzvah to light Chanukah candles. That's Rabbanan, Vadai like it. But Demai, right? Safek the Divrein, Lo Bai Bracha. Look at Rashi there. Safek the Divrein. What's a safek? Kagon Demai. Shafrashato ain't elam misafek, because really chachamim, why is it a mitzvah chachamim? Not because it's a mitzvah lafrish, because we got a safek. Maybe the Amaris didn't mafrish, and therefore we mafrish. So with the safek rabbi, you don't make a brocha. So you want to say, wait a second, that's not so straightforward. Vayom tov sheni the safek divrehem ubay brocha. On second day yontiv, okay, for most of us, for all of us here, that's not relevant. But for some of our families living chutz laaretz, right? So they make on second day yontiv. Make brochas. Imagine second day Pesach. The whole Seder they make. Every single brocha in the Seder. Normally they make Kiddush. Look at Rashi here. Ubayi brocha Kiddush Hayom. So how can you tell me that that's a safek? So he says, no. He says, Hatam ki eichid lo lezuzul zeba. He says, there, interesting, eh? The Gemara says, why do you make brochas on second day Yontif? Really, mikar adim, we shouldn't make brochas. Because it's a safek to Rabbanan. And in a safek to Rabbanan, you don't make brochas. But if we didn't make brochas, you mezalzel. Because we're not sure it might be yontif, but not be yontif. And if it is yontif, you don't make a brocha, you mezalzel the day. So therefore, you make a brocha for that reason. So now, that was the first answer. Rava gives a separate answer altogether. Rava says, no, it's all got nothing to do with this. He says, why don't you make brochas? He says, because really, amarov amaretz masrinheim. Really, we assume that most amaratzim do mafrish. They do take maser. Look at Rashi there. Safek the divrehem by brocha. He says, even a safek of their divrehem by brocha. He says, normally, even a safek would need a brocha. Not, he doesn't accept this chiluk avia of safek and vadai. He says, under normal circumstances, even a safek would need a brocha. In demai, there's a separate way to make a brocha. He says, udemai, afilu safek lavi el chumra ba'am. He says, the whole notion of demai is a chumra in itself. Derov amearetz masrin, and that's why on a chumra we don't make the brocha. If it was the case, let's say that it was half-half, and Chami were really mesupak, if they did or they didn't, you have to make a brocha. But since we're assuming that most do make a brocha anyhow, most do mafrish anyhow, it's only a chumra that Chachamim said do it anyhow, and therefore you have to make a brocha. All right, let's carry on. I'm Rav Huna. Now we saw this the other day. I think Rashi actually mentioned it. Rashi was there, mentioned the idea where he said over here that if you've got a chatzer with two entrances, I don't think it was in the Gemara, I think it was a Rashi, where he said that if you've got a chatzer with two entrances, then you've got to light two candles. Anybody remember that? Okay. I can't follow now, but anyhow, I think Rashi mentioned, now the Gemara brings it over here and he says like this. If you've got a chatzer, Amar Rav Huna, chatzer sheyesh la shnei ptachim tzricha shtei neirot. If you've got two entrances to your house, you've got a back entrance and a front entrance from different streets, let's say, right? Then you need two menorahs. And Amar Rav, and Rav says on this, Lo amran ele mishtei ruchot, aval miruach achat lo tzarich. That's how if you've got, like I said, let's say your house is on two roads, and you got from one road and from the other road, then you wouldn't need it. But if it's two entrances from the same road on the same side, you got, I don't know, like a one door on that side and one door on that side, you wouldn't need it. Someone says, ma taima. He says, ilo mishum chashada. Are we concerned? People will be choshed. They'll suspect us. We don't like Hanukkah candles. So it says, if so, then chashad adamal. Who's the chashad? Who are we concerned about? Ilame de chashad de alma. If that's just a general chashad, look at Rashi. Skipped over the Rashi. He said, Rashi says like this. Shesh la bayit shtei ptachim tuchim lechatzer tshich eshtei nerot. Nerot kol petach, each opening. The first time in Mishum, chashad sharoi yeh savu shabayit chaluk. You'll think it's two houses. Varei hu shal shnei benan two people. Vayomru achat eno makai mitzvah neri. Bichoshen and kshayrim. So this guy is a makai mitzvah of Chanukah. Then he says, "Mishnei Ruchot Echavat Zavichad." But Mishnah Chasha the Alma. B'nei Ir Acheret Ta'avrin Misham B'Shuk. Who are we worried about? The first assumption is maybe are we worried about people just stump anybody who doesn't know us? He says, if that's the case, then it should make no difference if the one entrance, if the two entrances on the same side or on different sides. Then afilu beruach achad nami libai. We should need it on either side, on the same entrance. Why? Svurin hensha bayit chaluk. I think it's a semi-detached. I think it's a dumishpachti. Let's be honest, it's like exactly like how most of us live, right? Most of us have got semi-detached houses. Okay, well, not most of us, but anybody who lives in Israel today, I'd say that most of the houses are at least semi-detached, right? So if you walk, if you come, other than a moshav or whatever the case is, so if people walk past, even they'd say you've got one big house, they could think it's two semi-detached houses, even if it's on the same street. So that's what he's saying, if it's just the person doesn't know you. So it says, and ich hashad de b'nei mata, if it's people in your own town, so afilu mishnei ruchot damilo, and then who cares, even if it's two entrances on the different roads, they know you. See, the people who don't know you, then it makes no difference. It should be even on the same road, you should have to have two menorahs. If people who know you, then you shouldn't have to have any, never have more than one, even if it's on two different sides of the house, because they both know you. Moshe says, no, we're actually worried about guys in your own town. That's who we're worried about. We're not worried about strangers. Because sometimes they only, I think, passed on the one side. I don't know. And they're only walking on the one side. And now you've got two entrances. They'll say, he never lets you. He probably doesn't light there either. And they aren't going to go and check. So they're going to be choshed you. So therefore, you should write. And the Gemara says, "Umina tamri dechashin dechashin." How do I know? Says Rava. How do I know that we have to be worried about this? We have to choshesh to the idea of chashad. We don't want to put people into a situation where they are choshed us, where they doubt us. He says, the Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon Bishvil, Arba Dvarim Amar Torah, Laniach Peah B'Sof Sadeh. So the Gemara went to town. There's a mitzvah of Peah. When you farm your produce, your land, you have to leave, right, the Peot, the corners of the field uncut. You've got a field of four corners. You got to like cut them at angles like this and leave them uncut so I didn't even come and take them. Why do you have to do that? Why can't you leave it in the middle of the field a piece? Why can't you cut it all down and leave it there for the Anim? Why can't you cut it and take it home and let the Anim come to your house and collect it? So the Gemara is going to tell us now that the Torah tells you this for Chashad. Listen to this. He says like this. There are four reasons why you got to do this. Look at Rashi there. Bishvil arba dramar Torah laniach peya. Besof sadehu. Look at Rashi there. Besof sadehu. So the day, begemar k'tzero at the end of the harvest, k'yichtiv lo techlei mashma b'shat kilu et derad at the end. Veroshi k'tzero tam kodim lachan. You can't take them down. What the reasons? One is b'pnei gezel anim, right? And Rashi, and then b'pnei bitlo anim, b'pnei chashad u'mishum bal techlei. Rashi says it'll all be explained later on in the Gerusin in a second, right? What this means. So Gezel, stealing from the Anim, Bitl Anim, wasting their time. Chashad is one of them, like we're speaking about now. And Baal Tichle is another reason that you aren't going to finish all off. So Gemara like this, starts explaining. Mibnei Gezel Anim, what's Gezel Anim? Shlo yireh balabayit sha'a pnuya. V'yomar lekrovo, ani harezu paya. He, the farmer now, he sees that, looks out his window, sees Anim where he's in the field. Anim aren't coming. Quickly finds his cousin, who's an Ani. He says, now's your time, come here quickly and get my produce. And he ends up stealing from all the other anim. That's Gezel Anim. So therefore, you don't do that. You have to, at the end of the process, leave it there. So everybody can come and see. That's the one reason. Right? Then, the next reason is because of Bitl Anim. What's Bitl? Because of Bitl Anim. Bitl Anim means, Shelo yu anim yoshvinu meshamrin. Right? Achsha meniach balabayit peya. Because the anim would have to waste their whole day. Bitl anim, look, Rashi, shlo yu yodim matayik. So they don't know when you're going to be doing this process. And they don't want to lose out. So they sit there the whole day waiting for you. You know, they can't do anything else. They mevatel their time. They go waste of their time. You're wasting anim's time. And the third reason is we've nei chashad. What's chashad? Look at Rashi, sha'ovrim roin begemar tziro shu mechalet hakol velo yadu she'nat nakfar. People walking past that are not even given. That you cut up the middle of your field and gave it to the Anim. They see the ends of there's nothing there. They don't know that you gave. They choshed you. You never gave what you were supposed to give. So therefore, the Torah says, leave it there so everyone can see that it's there. So you see how we choshed midoraita for this idea of chashad. Now, the Gemara brought four. Remember, we said, a previous Amud, we said four reasons, right? We said, Bishvil Arba Dvarim. I'm Rabbi Shimon, Arba Dvarim. We said, Gezel, Bitul, Chashad, and Baal Tichle. Right? So it's Baal Tichle. So Gemara says now we only gave three reasons. So what the Gemara said, what about that fourth reason? So Mishum Bal Techale. Isn't it the case? So Gemara says, Atukula Mishum Bal Techale. Aren't they all for this reason, really? We've got Isra Bal Techale, not to take it down. Why? For these reasons. Not a reason on its own. It's actually all the reasons are for this reason. So Amarava Mipnei. So Rava says, no, there is a fourth reason. Mipnei HaRama'in. What are the Rama'in? Says Rashi. Ha'ovrin alo tichle vomrim kvar enachnua. Already separated, already given, etc. Don't lie to us. Leave it there. We want to see it up there. The Chavim must come, animals come and get it. So we see, bottom line, it's proven that we all worry about this idea of chashad. And therefore, so too, with the menorah, there's an issue to light menorahs if we are choshed, but we saw contra, you only have to do it really if you have got two separate entrances on different sides of the road. Okay, the Gemara carries on. Amar Yitzchak Bar Radifa Amar Buna. Ner sheyesh lo shnei piot ole l'shnei bnei adam. So now, you know, we discussed the other day, I mentioned in our family tutorials, they like, for example, a ner shemen with the different wicks. So now, if you've got a ner, which has got two wicks coming out, the Mishnah says you can use each wick for a different person. Now, we discussed the beginning of the sugya. We discussed about mahadrin and mahadrin mina mahadrin. We said that mahadrin was that each person in the house lights their own Chanukah candle. And we said mahadrin mina mahadrin was each person lights their own Chanukiah. Remember? So that's right. Look at Rashi over here. He says over here, Asua, Shtepiot, Shaneirot Shlehem Shalcheresai, and their candles were made of earthenware. Umechusin, and they were covered. Vosin their nekev itzdak kisuv. They made a little hole there. Achas v'ptida put the wick in. V'u'apeh ulemale because yesh nekev cut another hole. V'gam chalal yesh lemale was opening. V'malushim they could put in oil. V'izlat yerach nekev bat ma'at they poured in slowly. V'im yesh bo shnei nekevim mishnei tzni. There were two holes in either side. Olel l'shnei b'nei adam lemahadrin. So now this is for mahadrin. Each person now has got their light. If you want to be mahadrin, each person lights their own light. That would work well. Ha'osin ner l'kol echad ve'echad. Right? If you want to make a candle for each one, that's mahadrin. So that's what he says over there. Amar Rava, Rava says, Milah karashem. If you filled up a whole big bowl of oil, you put plenty of wicks inside it, kafale akli, then you separated them all. So it had to be noticed from above that each wick was on its own. It wasn't just a big open bundle of oil. Or la la kamavana, you can get basically one bowl can be used for many people with the same source of oil, with different wicks, as long as they're each identifiably separate. If you didn't put a kli on and make it identifiably separate, asa kamin madura, was like a big flame. And then if it's like one big torch, Rashi says, yeah, filu asa madura. Look at Rashi over there. Sheha'esh mitchabet emtza'ita ve'elu domelene. You can't identify the candles. Now it becomes like one big fire. Afilu le'echad nami eina oli. That you can't use for Chanukah candle, even for one. Now the Chanukah candle can't be madura. You can't make a big torch. It has to be noticeable, identifiable, different candles, different wicks, a flame for each person. Now Rabbi, Rabbi said like this. Pshitali ner. Beito v'ner Chanukah, ner Beito. Now we're talking about Rashi says, yeah, a poor person. Rashi says, ner Beito v'chanukah, ner Beito v'shabbat. We're talking about on Shabbos candles. Vuani says, and it's a poor guy, v'ein lo kedadi k'not shemen l'shtein already. He hasn't got enough oil for two. If he burns the wick on two different oil and for Shabbos, he'll go out too quickly and won't have enough oil for Shabbos. Now the question is, what comes first, Shabbos or Chanukah? Right? So, so he says Chanukah Shabbos. So says Rava. Pshitli, it's Pasha. There's only a question. Ner Beito v'ner Chanukah. Ner Beito Adif. Shabbos candles are more. Why? Mishum Shalom Beito. We know the reason we light candles on Shabbos is because Shalom Beit. Now, obviously, in our day today, when we all got lights in our house, right, and we aren't relying on the Shabbos candles for Shalom Beit, it's probably not relevant. So if you're a poor person and you've got electricity in your house, you probably have to buy Chanukah candles. Right? He says, Ner Beito v'kiddush hayom. Now, if you only got enough money now for Shabbos candles or for wine for Kiddush, so again, Ner Beito Adif, wa mishum Shalom Beito. So now we see that Shalom Bayit takes precedence over here. Now the question arises. Bayi Rava, Ner Chanukah v'kiddush hayom. Now what? So we said it was pashut to him for Ner Chanukah or Ner Shabbos. But now if it's Ner Chanukah or Kiddush, right, now I would say it's a derivative because we said Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos, and Kiddush. So Shabbos takes precedence over Kiddush. So, and Shabbos takes precedence over Chanukah. Okay, sorry, so it's not so pashut. Right. So both of them, Shabbos is the ruler, is the king. Right? It comes first before Chanukah and before Kiddush. Now the question is within Chanukah and Kiddush, now we're fighting for second place. Okay, what's more important? So Kiddush Hayom Adif, do we say Kiddush is more preferable? Why? Because we've got a klal, an important principle, Tadir. v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem, right? Whatever is more regular comes first. So Shabbos, every Shabbos, Chanukah once a year. Or deal menar Chanukah, maybe Chanukah more, why? Mishum pirsum anisa, because at the end of the day, it's a pirsum anais, and kids are pirsum anais. The Gemara says, this was a kashya that Rav asked. He says, Bata di bayi hara pashti. He asked the question, then he answered it. What he said, Ner Chanukah adif. He says, Ner Chanukah will be better than Shabbos, than Shabbos wine, mishum pirsum anisa. Quite interesting, eh? Now, my question is it at night or during the day? Because remember we learned in Masechet Brachot that Kiddush at night is a mitzvah doraita. There was a machloket Rishonim there, whether it's a doraita is on the wine, or only the mitzvah of Kiddush is a mitzvah doraita, but the wine is already a takanav chachamim. Remember that? We weren't so sure. So it seems over here that if we say that it's at night, then we seem to be saying that Chanukah, which is a definite Rabbanan, overrides wine, so I would imagine that there we're saying wine even at night would be a Drabbanan. During the day, it's Pashut. Yeah,
is that in the case where he's only got enough money for one or the other?
That's what Rashi's talking about. Rashi says it there. Rashi says over here, Vu ani under ner beit tov ner chanukah. We talk about a case over here, Vu ani, v'ein lo kedai liknot shem in the shtei neirot. So it's the same idea. If you've got to make a choice.
But isn't the idea of Tadir where you do both and you have to do one first? But
here that's also an idea of Tadir. Doing the order. Tadir applies to lots of things. Rabbi wants to say something.
The note says that you can say Kiddush over the challah.
Yeah. Well, they, because it's not a deraita. That's what I'm saying. The gzeir is only on the wine, and we've got other ways to make Kiddush without it. Right. Okay, so that was implicit what I was saying. You're right. David, the idea of Tadir is applies to lots of things. It applies to order. And the same thing here would apply to what you do first. So if you've only got enough money to do something, what do you do first with that money? It's the same principle. Just that you then wouldn't be able to do the second thing, but you'd have to do first. If you haven't got money, you haven't got money, right? They can't force you to find, but you have to go steal Chanukah candles. All right. So now Amar Avuna, Haragil Bener. So now he comes onto this issue here about people who make an effort to light candles. Right? So Rashi says over here, right? He says, look at Rashi, he says, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or, because the Torah says, ner mitzvah, the pasuk, right? Mishnah, ner mitzvah v'torah or, alidei ner mitzvah de Shabbat v'chanukah, Rashi adds in your Chanukah as well, ba or de Torah. So you'll get or, your children will get tamir chachamim. If you remember particularly Hazahir, but now while we're discussing these principles, it's a whole lot of advice here. Hazahir be mezuzah. If you're very particular, you're careful about mezuzah, zoche le dirana, you'd have good abodes. Hazahir be tzitzit, zoche le talit nae, you'd have nice clothes. Hazahir be kiddush hayom, this is kiddush hayom, right? Probably kiddush hayom here means kiddush as well. Help me there, somebody. Is there note there? Kiddush hayom is a dafka daytime or kiddush for Shabbos at night as well? Anybody see anything? Nothing? Zoche umemale garva yayin. If you make kiddush with wine, you'll have plenty barrels of wine. Rav Huda haveragil da v'chalifa tanya pitched Rabbi Abi Nagras. Rav Huda used to be, he commonly went. Rashi says the word chalifa tani means over v'shone, klumar over tamid. You'd always go to Rabbi Avi Nagra. He was a carpenter, right? I think Rashi says they're carpenter, Rabbi Avi Nagra, Charesh Atzim, right? He was a wood chopper, a carpenter, right? Chazed have ragil b'shar gai tuve. He had plenty candles there. Look at Rashi, Shabbat, talking about Shabbat. So he says to him, Amar, trai gavrei ravrevei, nafkei mihacha. So he saw the case. He says, two great people are going to come out of this. He gave him like a broch. He says, trai gavrei ravrevei, two great people. Well, nafka miyach will come out of this. And he says, Taki, in the end, who is Rav Huda? He says he used to go into the pitch of Rav Abin. And who was it? He said, nafka minayu Rav Idi bar Abin. His one son, Rav Idi, was a great Amora. Rav Chia bar Abin, another great Amora, Rav Chia bar Abin. A new example, Rav Chizda, Ragil, Rav Chalif, Tanya, Pitch, Debay, Nashad, Rav Shizbi. So he used to go, Rav Chizda used to be learning at the Debay Nasha, Debay Shizbi. Now, right to note to us, if we've got time to look at the Tosfot, I think we've got time. Let's look at the Rashi for a second. He says, Debay Nasha de Rav Shizbi. We'll see in a second who Debay Nasha is, of Rav Shizbi. Chazar Ragil Besharge, also he had lots of candles. Amar, he said as well, Gavra Rabba Nafik Miacha, a great man will come out of this. Nafik Minayu Rav Shizbi. So now the question is, who was Nasha de Rav Shizbi? Was he his father or his father-in-law? Now look at Rashi for a second before we go to Tos. Look at Rashi. He says there, Debay Nasha, Aviv, who's his father, Rav Shizbi's father. And Rav Shizbi came out of the father. He was the great guy because his father lit candles. And he says, V'ikadami, Rashi says, Oskurbin Chamiv, his father-in-law. Now look at the next Rashi there. Nafik Binayu, Rav Shizbi, and Rashi says, the Chatano Kebeno, his son-in-law is like his son. Okay, it's the same status. And by the way, in Hilchot Aveilut, it's actually mind-boggling this, in Simon Shin Mem of Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Paskins there, that you have to do Kriya on your mother-in-law and your father-in-law. Like your mother and your father. Mitzvah of Kriya. I know that we don't do it today. I don't know why. The Rama says we make a lot of these things, but we don't do it today. But Shulchan Aruch says that on your father-in-law or mother-in-law die, you do Kriya like your on your parents. Rashi, but now look at this. Rashi seems to say that there are
those people do it while they're alive as well, though.
For a future father-in-law, my boy, you better daven. Bezrat Hashem, you'll be a father-in-law soon. Okay, let's carry on. So now, if you look at Tosfot quickly, Tosfot is over there, Debay Nasha Drav Shizbi. So Rabbi Tam, the Kfar Niftar Aviv. Rabbi Tam says that he actually was his father. Right? Rav Shizbi was his father. It was Rav Shizbi's father that Rav Shizbi was speaking about. But why did he call him Debay Nasha? Because he had already died. Lechach ka'amar b'hai lishna, di'im mechayim ha'velei le'meimar Debay Avua. See, if he was alive, he would have spoken about when he told the story that he referred what he had seen once. Rashi's father already died. For Mir Rabbeinu Tam, Peshay Rabbeinu Shmuel, another Baal Tosfot, Shekeshe Kotvin Ketuba. We're writing a Ketuba. If the father's father is alive, Kotvin Dahanalat Lemi Bay Avuay. You write, if he died, Kotvin Dahanalat Lemi Bay Nasha. You talk about his father in the past tense, that Bay Nasha. So that is Rabbeinu Tam. And Rashba says no. This is not our Rashba of the Torah Tadam. This is about Tosfot. He says even some people say when he's alive you can use that term Bein Asher. So we see the Tosfot weren't so convinced it was his father-in-law, right? They think it was actually Rav Shizbi's father. Okay, let's carry on. Nothing we know Rav Shizbi. And now the Gemara is like this: Devitu Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef's wife, Havet Ma'achra Umadlikela. She used to take her time and light the candles a little bit late. Look at Rashi there. Now she'll Shabbat Samuch Lachash. It was pretty close to getting dark. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said to her, we got a brighter. Look, he never shouted at her. He quoted a brighter to her, right? He didn't say, what are you doing, man? Light the candles all the time. He quoted a brighter. He said, look here. He says, Tanya, lo yamish, amura nan yomam, amura esh ladi. He quoted a brighter. The pasuk in the desert, when Amishal was walking in the desert, said that the cloud. Right, the cloud of fire and the cloud of Aish never abandoned one another. It was. What does he mean? Look at Rashi. Lo yamushamur anan yomam. Rashi like lo yamish. Cry a tire. This pasuk is redundant. Lach dash. It came to be a drosha. Dakativ. Hashem olech livnei yomam. Where he heard that Hashem is walking there. So what's the pasuk for? It's amud anan shel yom mashlim orol amud aish ayah omer aish ba kodem sheyishaka amud anan. Am orech arvach is derech eretz. That you light the candle. It's still daytime. The amud anan was still there when Amud HaEsh came. The fire came when the daytime cloud was still there. So he's saying to his wife the same thing. First light the candles when it's still daytime. Don't wait till it gets so dark. Amud HaEsh Laila, right? So Melamed Shamud Anan Mashlim Amud HaEsh. Amud HaEsh Mashlim Amud Anan. Right? So now she understands this. She says, okay, you know what? That's the case. I don't want to take a chance here. She said, Savru, Savra Lagdume. So I light it early. I light the candles early now. Amar La. Who Sabbath? I'm not sure who this was, but somebody there said to his wife, Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah, Ubiovad Shelo Yakdim Veshelo Yacher. The idea is not to make it too early and not to make it too late. Look at Rashi, why not? Tanina Shoneani, he says, I learned like this. Shelo Yakdim, the law Minkrash is Shabbos. You light it too early, people don't notice the Shabbos lights. So you want to do it much close to Shabbos, not before it gets dark in Shemesh, when it really starts getting dark, but close enough to Shabbos, everybody can realize that it's Shabbos candles, going to be right at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So then, it's got no sheikhs to Shabbos whatsoever. Okay. Amarava. Right? Rava says like this. Darchim Rabbanan, Havulei Banin Rabbanan. If you have, look at Rashi, there's Likuta, Rashi says over here, what does it mean, Darchim Rabbanan? He says, Ohev. If you love Rabbanan, right? There's actually a Rashi there from Makkot that says, Ohev Talmidei Chachamim. HaTorah mechazer, the Torah gives it back to you. Va'al zaro, and on your progeny. Kramina ba'alma, right? And the Gemara Makkot quotes our Gemara Yad Shabbos. He says, "Hai man derachem rabbanan havilei banin rabbanan." So if you treat rabbanan chachamim with love, the Torah will repay you, and you'll end up having talmidei chachamim banim. And you, right? Then it says over there, carries on and says, "Demoki rabbanan," right? Havulei chatvanat rabbanan. You'll have chatanim who are rabbanan. Now the gra changes this one, hamokir and dachil. Dachil means fear, right? So he says that the gra says if you fear chachamim, you'll have son-in-laws who are chachamim, and if you love rabbanan, who gufa the tzurama, you yourself will be a chacham. V'i love barachi. Now what if you aren't a talmid, you unlearn, but nonetheless you love chachamim, or you treat them very nicely, or you fear them? So it says, "Hu mishtamen milei ketzurah," and people will listen to you, and your words will sound like a talmid chacham. They respect your words if you're a talmid chacham. See, the Gemara are telling you to love the Gemara people, right? It's a bit like a spin over here, right? The chachamim are telling you, "Love us, and if you love us, we'll plant your word." But no, but I think it makes a lot of sense. Okay, v'lo. Now we go back to our Mishnah, right? Now we finally go back. We finished with Chanukah. Remember, Chanukah basically is from Kaf Aleph, Kaf Bet, and most of Kaf Gimel. Remember, Ka is almost like Kaf Hay. That's how we remember it, right? It's almost like Ka. Kaf Hay is Chanukah. It's almost like Ka, Kaf Aleph. Now, the Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah started on Daf Kaf. We are over there. B'amerika, b'amerika, ema dikin lo b'lechet, b'chosel lo b'lechet, lo b'pnei inam, v'lo b'tla midbar, lo b'shav inam, v'lo b'zevet, v'lo shav, lo b'shemin kik, lo b'shemin shreifa. Not with burnt oils. The Gemara now says over here, "V'lo b'shemen shreifa." What it says, "My shemen shreifa." What is shemen shreifa? So, Amar Rabba, shemen shel truma shnitmai. So, truma shemen that really it got became tamei. And what are you meant to do with shemen tamei? You meant to burn it. Why are you meant to burn it? So you don't come to eat it. You got to burn it. But my karele shemen shreifa. Why do they call it shemen shreifa? Hoyo ule shreifa omer, because it's dedicated. It's meant to be burnt. Right, Rashi says there's shreifa omed, shasur bachir, you can't eat it, you can burn it. So, b'shabbos, my time, lo, why can't you use it on Shabbos? So, Gemara says, if it's meant to be burnt, not that you can't get hana'ah from it, you just can't eat it. So, why can't you burn it and use it on Shabbos? So, yeah, b'shabbos, my time, lo, mitoch she mitzuve alav levaro, because you've got a mitzvah to burn it, right, look at Rashi, deal ma'ati b'ayri attack, because we don't want you to keep it around and eat it, you got to burn it. There's a special gzaira shemayate. You can't use it on Shabbos because you want to be so fulfilling the mitzvah. You'll see it's not burning properly. You're going to come to adjust the flame to burn it properly. You want to burn it quickly for mitzvahs. That's the case. Then b'yom tov lishri, you should be able to burn it on Yom Tov. There's no problem with shemayate that you're going to come to adjust the flame on Yom Tov. So you should be allowed to use a shemen shreifa on Yom Tov if it's the shemen of truma which has become tameh. So Sabaya, Lamatnan, Ain Madlikim B'Shemen Shef B'Yontif, you can't use it on Yontif, right? This is a Gemara late, tomorrow's daf, we'll see this tomorrow. Do we do it? Is it a new Mishnah tomorrow? Yes. Ain Madlik in the middle of Amud Bet tomorrow it says Ain Madlik in B'Shemen Shef B'Yom Tov. Rishmael Omer Ain Madlik in B'Tram Ibn Ekvah Shabbos Lachem Imatri B'Chol Shmanim. Shmuel 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 That's tomorrow's Mishnah. So why do we learn then that you can't? It should be Mutar. There's no problem with Shemen Yate. So it says no. Gzaira Yom Tov Atu Shabbos. You're right. We make a Gzaira on Yom Tov because you shouldn't come to you. You think you use it for Yom Tov, you end up using it on Shabbos as well. Rav Chisda Amar l'shemayate lo chashen. Rav Chisda, no, we all worry about shemayate. That's not our problem. Elahacha b'yom tov shechal yot er Shabbos askinan. When do we say you can't use on Yom Tov? We're talking about Shabbos. It's Erev Yom Tov, right? Shechal liyot Erev Shabbat. It's Yom Tov which is Erev Shabbos. Like when it's Thursday into Shabbos, right? With Friday, sorry, Friday is Yom Tov. There we got a problem. Why? If you shein sorfin kochim b'yom tov, right? Elahacha b'yom tov shechal Erev Shabbat. And there's a separate mitzvah that's asur lisrof kochim on Yontif. And now you're going to come to do it on Yontif itself. So he was, I don't understand. Look at Rashi. V'habi yom tov, the lake of the mecha shtat, you aren't worried about hataya. Be'ev Shabbat, v'hu tzarich la'adlikem me ba'od yom. Nim tzarev kotchim yom tov, v'nakam epirik and yafir and mikrad and sofrim. And you're going to want to use it during the day. Not at for candles. Right? And therefore, and it's asur to burn this truma stuff on yontif. Right? So, and that's a separate mission altogether, that you can't burn shemen shayfa. If you've got truma, which is pasul, you can't burn that on Shabbos. So he says it, but I understand. He says, but the fact that the sefer of the Mishnah says ein madlikim b'shemen shayfa b'yom tov, and michal d'reisha l'b'yom tov means that our first, that Mishnah there on tomorrow's daf, it's all one long Mishnah, right? Just split up in the Gemara. It says that's the sefer of the Mishnah, means the reisha, what we spoke about on daf kaf aleph, on daf kaf, that's talking about Shabbos. If that's talking about Yontif, then this is Shabbos. And now we're speaking now about Shabbos. So Rav Chilam Misura, no. He says, Ma Tam Kav. That's actually just an explanation. The Mishnah on Kaf Bet is explaining the Mishnah on Kaf. Ma Tam Ebedikim Hashem Hashem Be Yom Tov. Levish Ensov Mekotchim Be Yom Tov. We can't wait to be carrying on this tomorrow. Okay.